Sunrise Coal has said they would use the Roman pillar approach, and that's supposed to be an ecologically friendly approach to extracting coal and should preserve farmland. Based on your research there and maybe seeing what miners do in that region, is that an accurate assessment of that process?
There are basically two main mining methods. One is called longwall mining, and the other is called room and pillar. With room and pillar, you're leaving a regular sort of checkerboard of pillars, and as long as they are correctly designed and there's a lot of information gathered over many years in, well, three or four different countries that help with the design of those pillars to ensure that they actually do stand up, that they don't cause subsidence, etc. So as long as the design is correct and the design has to go through MSHA, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, got to be signed off on it. And as I say, there's a lot of prior knowledge on pillar design. There shouldn't be any interference on surface at all.
So there, this would keep farmland intact and should make residents of that area happy.
There should be no effect of surface subsidence at all. Because basically what you're doing is you're taking out, let's say, a 20-meter, let's call it a room, a space 20 meters wide, the height of the coal seam, which might be 5 or 6 feet, and basically you're taking that in one direction, and then every probably 40 or 50 feet, you're cutting an intersection at 90 degrees. So you've got this regular system of, say, 50 by 50 pillars and a 20 foot wide entry. So there is no interference on surface at all.
What kind of research from this company, Sunrise Coal, what do they have to do in order to find out if this is going to be a successful method for them over the next several months?
Basically, the most important thing they've got to do is they've got to do regular core drilling on, let's say, 500-foot centers or something like that. They've got to drill all the way through from surface to past the coal seam to find out how strong the floor is. And from that, they'll do rock property testing. They'll find out how sensitive the rock is to moisture, how strong it is, what its physical properties are. And from that, they'll be able to analyze whether the coal is the right type of coal. In other words, is it good thermal properties? Has it got the traditional low mercury that Illinois Coal has got, Illinois Coal Basin has got? Has it got, what is its sulfur content? What is its chloride content? From that, they'll be able to basically work out what they can get for revenue per ton of coal. From that also, they can then design the actual mine, knowing how wide they can go. In other words, typically on the mines in this country, they'll take out those chambers of coal, those rooms of coal, will be anything from 18 feet wide to, let's say, 22 feet wide. They'll be able to say, all right, with our rock properties, let's say we can do 20 feet, which happens to be the average in the country. And then they'll say, with our properties of our floor and our roof and the coal itself, we need to put in pillars that are X feet by X feet. Therefore, we can take out 40% of the coal or 45% of the coal or 50% of the coal. They'll do a financial valuation. They'll say, yes, this is economically viable, or no, it's not economically viable.
Has your research in your position, have you looked into reserves at all in terms of the prospects for mining in East Central Illinois?
I haven't looked at any sort of specific areas, except that the Illinois Coal Basin has actually now become quite desirable, because when they first brought out the sulfur regulations, Illinois Coal had high sulfur, so the coal industry was very severely hit, and it went from about 18,000 coal miners down to about 4,000 coal miners. Nowadays, the actual sulfur scrubbers, the equipment that takes the sulfur out of the atmosphere, needs quite high sulfur to be efficient. So all of a sudden, Illinois Coal has become quite desirable in the U.S. because it has got this relatively high sulfur content, and hand in hand with that, it's got low mercury.
The other question I wanted to have, I wanted to ask you in terms of making sure that they don't damage any of the land is, and that area, is that the company will be doing some monitoring wells, taking stream samples. I assume this is standard procedure and will further help set minds at ease in this area?
Yes, I mean, basically, you've got to have, good social relationship with your neighbors who are on a mine, happen to be the farmers, obviously, and the EPA has got open forums where, you know, concerned people like farmers, etc., can give the necessary questions. These days, no permits are given unless there's a bond, which has to be put up front, which will allow the mining company has to put aside adequate money such that any rehabilitation problems, they can't just walk away from. And, these public inquiries, basically everything is given in writing to the EPA, and the EPA has to reply in writing. So, concerned citizens, farmers can come and say, look, my water is like this, my farmland is like that. How's it going to be affected? And it's up to the mining company to actually reply in writing and say, this is what we're doing to ensure that that is not an issue. This is what we're doing to ensure that the following is not an issue. And then the EPA, based on that, and other agencies, obviously, will then permit the coal mine or decline it, as long as all the science and, upfront design is done correctly. There shouldn't be any issues, but obviously they need to prove that there are no issues. And by taking things like, base readings on what the water quality is, etc., they're then in a position to let the mines know what their discharge water is allowed to contain. They actually dictate how much dissolved solids, how much sulfates, how much chlorides, etc., is in the water that they discharge back into the water system in the area.
Anything else the residents of Champaign and Vermilion counties have to be concerned about?
I guess they need to just make sure that the road structure is adequate, because I'm not sure how the coal will be transported. It could go by conveyor belt. It could go conveyor belt to barges, could be conveyor belt to trucks, could be trucks only. But all of those kind of issues have to be resolved, before a permit is given. Pretty much the time for the people to have any concerns and air them is actually all sorted out before the permit is given. No one will issue them a permit unless all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And all of those aspects, such as the transport, such as the dust, such as water, such as subsidence, will all have to be resolved before a permit is actually issued. And that can take between, a year and 2 years to get.